College in Meadville, Pennsylvania, this is Trigger Ethics, a seven-part radio mini-series. Previously on Trigger Ethics.
Now I ask you, brothers and sisters, if God be for us, who can stand against us?
Questions later. We should be moving along. Do you have a teacup?
No.
Then how are we going to get out of here?
I would suggest you back away from the door.
Is that a bomb?
Yes. Get over here now, young.
Did you forget about our lunch meeting?
What?
The independent contractor?
In my profession, Mr. Dreely, you have to have a mark to distinguish yourself. I'm rather fond of canines.
She'd better get the job done. Sooner the better.
And now, episode 4, The Raid.
I didn't know you could choose, young.
It was my job to sell guns to people for over 5 years. I had to know everything about the gun. How it handled, its limitations, how accurate it could be.
I'm impressed. What about a little wager, young?
What kind of wager?
Nothing big, of course. We are both men down on our luck. I was thinking about that Salamander 650. It is a pretty nice gun.
And what if I win? You don't exactly have anything I want.
You'd be surprised, Yuppie. We got several discrete accounts that are untraceable. And I'm sure all of your accounts are frozen.
$5,000.
That's rather pricey.
I'm sure revenge can get rather expensive.
You're all right, Yuppie. But no. $3,000 is the most I'll go.
Deal. What are we shooting at?
The target you've got set up now works, but let's make it a bit more of a challenge.
That's got to be about 500 feet brass.
Like I said, it's a challenge. You can't tell me you aren't getting bored sitting around this place. Yeah, just left the center. Your shot, yep.
Give me a second, I'm aiming. That looks like center to me. When can I get my money?
When we leave this dump.
Leave?
Yeah, leave. What did you think? Someone like Brass would be a choir boy the rest of his life? As soon as the opportunity presents itself, I'm out of here.
Why don't you just leave now, then? They aren't exactly keeping you here.
I like to pay my debts now and again. They busted me out of jail. I owe them. But as soon as we're even, I'm going with or without you. If you want your money, you'll come with me.
I'll think about it. Where are you going to go?
Somewhere. Anywhere. I'm getting more than a little restless, yeah. It's my nature. And then there's that.
Leon, come on, we need to get going.
Why?
Yeah, choir boy, we're in the middle of something.
Rosewood has called a meeting. He'd like you to be present.
What? No invite for me?
Your presence has also been requested, Brass, despite my protests.
Oh, joyous rapture.
What's this about, Joseph?
We're planning our next raid on Pinnacle's warehouses.
The last time I remember a raid on them, 5 people were shot and the rest were captured.
We have something that we didn't have last time we found her.
What?
Does he have to spell it out? It would be you, yep.
He's right, Leon. We may have the blueprints, but we don't know the details.
Ah, Brothers Westcott and Brass. This is Brother Prackett. He will be helping with planning.
God's blessing be upon you both.
Thanks.
Here are the blueprints for Warehouse 58.
No.
What?
You don't want to go into Warehouse 58. Trust me.
Why, Brother Westcott? Our informants tell us it has the largest store of filters.
As true as that may be, Pinnacle has been tracking the raids you have been making on the warehouses. While I was still an executive, they started filling Warehouse 58 with filters. The eventual plan was to have a large stockpile of filters to lure you there.
A trap?
Yes.
Thanks be to the Almighty One for this intervention. What should we do then? Our supply of filters is running dangerously low.
There are a lot of blueprints here. Do you have all of the Pinnacle buildings?
Mainly the warehouses, but I think there might be a couple of others. From the looks of it, in addition to the warehouses, we have the lower levels of the main Pinnacle building and a couple of the factories.
Do you have factory F-720?
Yes.
That's where we'll hit.
Brother Westcott, why do you suggest this course of action?
Pinnacle won't be expecting it. They'll have their eyes on the warehouses, not the factories.
But there are no filters in the factories. Our scouts have told us so.
There may not be filters, but by raiding the factory, you won't have to plan future raids.
How?
We'll take what you need to manufacture the filters.
The machinery?
A good majority of the machines needed to produce the filters are portable. For those we can't take, there are key parts that we can.
What about the materials to make the filters? Pinnacle has a monopoly on most raw materials.
You can find anything if you look in the right places.
Brass, are you offering to help?
No. I'm offering to tell you who to contact to get the stuff you need.
My brothers, this is excellent work. The time is swiftly approaching for the righteous to rise above the wicked.
Father Rosewood, I'm sorry, but I must confess that I do not have full confidence in this plan. There are too many things up in the air. Our funds are severely limited as it is. I think that just going into the warehouses and taking the filters is our best bet.
Joseph, you need to think of the long term here. If you just continue to steal filters, you will always have to go back when you run out. By having to go back, you endanger the lives of the people going to retrieve the filters. If you have the means to make the filters yourself, then you dramatically cut back on the potential loss of life.
Truer word hath never been spoken, Brother Westcott.
I wholly support Brother Westcott's plan. The time for balking must end. We must rebel or be crushed.
I'm still not convinced.
There are still minor details to work out, of course, Father Rosewood. We need a plan of attack, pinpoint and map out all their security measures, identify the equipment needed.
I have faith that all will go well. We will strike on the morrow.
Tomorrow? Are you insane?
We must strike quickly while the wicked are overcome by sloth.
He's right, Brother Westcott. They won't be expecting us to strike again so soon.
There's so much to do.
Then we must start preparations now. We must begin training with the new tools and form a plan of entry and escape.
What about dinner and sleep?
We do not need such worldly trifles. The divine spirit will keep us going.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Let us begin. Brother Westcott, you help Brother Alder with a plan. Brother Brass, you are a gifted marksman. You must share your skill with your fellows. We march to victory in a day's time.
Hurry up, you dick. I don't got all day.
Yes, Mr. Dreely. Sorry, Mr. Dreely.
How'd I get stuck with you anyway?
Well, Ron Stark was assigned to assist you, but he needed someone to cover for him. You see, he has a family, and, well, see, the rise in filter prices, he had to wait till he got his paycheck at the end of the week so he could go buy filters for his family.
Mitch, get to the point.
Okay, Mr. Dreely. Well, as I was saying, he needed to pick them up today, or else his family was going to be in trouble because he was telling me that their filters hadn't been changed in a long, long time, and his little girl Michelle was having difficulty breathing. He wasn't sure when you were going to finish up at the factory. He was all worried about his daughter, so I volunteered to take his place. That way he could be sure to pick them up. Say, Mr. Dreely, when will we be done today?
Hopefully soon.
Say, after we're done here, do you want to go get a drink? I hear that the company bar's happy hour starts around 3. I've never really gone myself, but the guys at the office say that it's really great.
No. Stop talking, Mitch.
Sorry, Mr. Dreely. I only thought that...
You can stop doing that, too. Here is what I want you to do. Take my briefcase, keep up, and keep that mouth shut.
Hey, what's all that racket down there?
I've got a new job for you. I need all this machinery moved.
What? I'm already running behind my daily quota. Who the hell are you to come down here and start bossing me around in my shop?
I'm Jack Drilly, you punk.
This is an executive, and you better mind what you say in front of him.
Mitch.
Yes, Mr. Drilly?
If you ever interrupt me again, I will staple your face to the wall.
Sorry, Mr. Drilly.
I'm here to tell you that there will be new materials coming in. Stay sharp, because it won't handle like the stuff you are used to.
All right.
There's a new floor plan. You and the rest of your buddies down here will have to move all the machines around to this new orientation. It'll optimize efficiency.
Buddies?
Yeah, the people you work with. Are you the only one here?
I've been a bit short-handed ever since our resident nut Pratchett stepped out a few weeks ago. Haven't heard from him since. Joe got sick from using a low-quality filter, and then Alan and Bruce are out getting lunch. So yeah, I'm the only one here.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad I'm not you right now. You better get to work. We need this done by the end of the day.
I don't think that's going to be possible.
It is, because if you don't finish this by 5 o'clock, you won't have a job in the morning. I'll send some of the security down to help you.
Yes, sir. I'll get right on this. High and mighty prick thinks just because he's some executive he can come down here and change everything. This is my shop. I'd like to see him try and run this place for a day. Don't they know what they put us through? Barely enough money for food, filters, and rent. Own everything. And now he threatens to take my job away if I don't get all this move. I hope he goes broke. Hey, you three. Did Drilly send you to help me move this stuff? Because you're moving that in the wrong direction. It needs to go over there.
Us? Yeah.
Drilly?
Rejoice. Throw down your fetters and join us, friends. Walk with the righteous.
The security!
Had thou been but quiet, I may have spared thy life. May you reach heaven swiftly.
Well, what's next?
No offense, Father Rosewood, but what are you doing? I thought the plan was to sneak the machines out unnoticed.
We don't have the time, Brother Westcott. Our lookout said that security is headed our way. We do not want their villainy to gain the upper hand.
Just make sure the machines match the pictures I gave you, and we'll be fine. Start with these machines, and you might as well take those materials.
I think I hear something coming from up there.
I hear it as well, my brothers. The fiends are attempting to stop our collection. To the stairs!
I can see we're going for the element of surprise.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I think they know we're up here.
Up the stair, we shall rise as harbingers of justice to undo evil.
This is John at Grinder Bay 3. We have a situation here. We need immediate assistance in the brigade. Over.
John, this is Mike at the security office. I've sent guys your way and I'm contacting the brigade. What is your vantage point?
From our position, there seems to be a large number of them.
Crap, there they are.
Throw down your arms and recant your foul ways.
Eat metal, scum!
Eat metal, scum. Look, I hate cliches.
They regurgitate what they are fed, Brother Brass.
John, are you there? Your last transmission got cut off. How many are there? John, respond.
Hello, it's me. John, everything is fine. We killed that scum. They were very handsome.
You're John? Who are you?
He's not buying it. You give it a try.
No, this is John, my dear comrade. I had my hands full for a moment. Everything is at peace here, my excellent friend. Balance has been restored.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Nice try, but you're not John. Drop your weapons and remain where you are, heretic. Officers will be there to arrest you shortly.
It is not we who are the heretics, blasphemer.
I think we best be moving, Father, before they get here.
Yes, onward.
Too late. Quick, hand me that grenade before they come in view.
Drop your weapons!
On the ground!
Okay. We're putting our weapons down.
This is Mark at Grinder Bay 3. We have captured...
Mark! Come in, Mark!
This is Mark. Sorry, I had to duck while they blew themselves up. It's a mess in here.
You!
What's that? I can't quite understand you. You're breaking up.
Hold your fire. It's us, Leon and Joseph.
Oh, I know.
Shut up, you're not funny. Is that guy alive? He's missing his legs.
It looks like he still got part of one over there.
One should not rejoice in the pain and suffering of others, Brother Brass. We should end his suffering quickly.
Hang on, Father Rosewood. You, guard, if you answer me now, you'll get a quick death. All I need to know is where the filter presses are.
They're up the stairs, to the left. Some bigwig came and we moved him. It was a real dick.
Drilly?
Yeah.
Where did he... Brass!
You were done. Come on. I'm sure the prim caps are on their way by now. Let's just get what we need and get out.
Brother Westcott, if you feel you must find this Drilly, go. You can take Brother Brass and Brother Alder with you if you like. I will go back with the others and continue searching for and collecting the machines. We shall be fine. The photographs will guide us.
Sure.
But Father Rosewood, I...
No, Brother Joseph. Do you not know? 3 is a number of power, a number of luck. You shall stay with them.
How are we going to find him in this place?
Be of good courage. Righteousness shall be your guide. Trust in the great shepherd. Farewell for now, Brother Westcott.
Yes, I can feel the cold. Follow me.
Are you serious?
Yes. I sense the answer will be here.
The security office. Of course, the camera system.
Brass, your mockery is blasphemy.
Save it. Let me get the door open.
Who's out there?
It's John. I mean, Mark.
You whoreson! I'll skin you alive! Yeah!
You see, a little bit of annoying pays off every now and then.
Go inside already.
Where are you, Dreely? You rat.
Hey, here he is. Wow. He may be an even bigger yuppie than you.
He looks like a politician.
We don't have time. Let's go get him.
Hey, what the hell is going on?
I don't know, Mr. Dreely. Sounds like gunfire to me.
I'm not talking to you, idiot. I'm talking to him. So?
The underground church is raiding us, and they managed to knock out our security hub.
Church? Here?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it's definitely them. I heard Rosewood on audio playback.
To the stair.
Where's the closest exit? I'm getting out of here.
It should be just around the corner at those elevators.
What? Is there another way?
Yes, sir. Take a left at the end of this hall. If they come up this way, I'll take care of them myself.
Right. Good luck with that.
Hey, wait up for me, Mr. Dreely. I don't want to be here.
Catch up or fall behind.
Hold it right there, you...
You draw pretty slow, even for a rental car. What are you doing, Joseph?
Checking for a pulse. He's dead.
I think the hole in his head would be an obvious indicator.
Right.
Looks like he was guarding this passage. He must have come this way.
I think those were gunshots, and that sounded like the crazy guy we heard earlier on the radio.
Really? I had no idea, you dolt.
Say, do you think Leon's with them? One of those voices sounded like his. Hey, what are you doing with that fire axe? I think it's supposed to stay there.
It's for you. You're staying there.
What? No!
No arguments, and you're fired.
Not another step, you scallywags.
Scallywags?
Mitch?
If you honestly just call us scallywags.
Drop the axe, you corporate lapdog, or you'll be filing papers in the chasms of hell.
Wait. Hold on. Did you call us scallywags?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, I meant, hello, Mr. Westcott.
We don't have time for this. Dreely is getting away.
You know this guy, yuppie?
Unfortunately.
I must say, I've always had a deep sympathy for the oppressed church.
You have?
Oh, yes. I'm a great fan of your work. And now that you guys are here, I could join up with you. Mr. Westcott knows how dedicated and...
Mitch? Is Dreely behind that door?
Yes, Mr. Westcott. He is. He handed me that axe and went on without me.
He turns sides too easily. We can't trust him. I agree, actually.
No, really, I could do good things for you. Real holy things. Please.
Good God, I have been to 4 different continents. I have made deals with the most heinous of criminals, but you are the most annoying, repulsive thing I have ever met.
Brass, why did you do that?
You threatened him.
I wasn't actually going to shoot him.
Then you ought to say what you mean, scallywag.
We'll be talking about this back at the church.
Fine. Now how are we going to get through this door?
With this.
Ah, I can see why you got that sort of mandate.
Back up. Joseph, cover the airlock. Brass and I will flush him out.
Fine, but hurry up. We have to get moving.
Where are you, Dreely?
It's over, Mr. Executive. You've got nowhere to go.
Come on, the crypt cops will be here in a second.
Hang on. We'll find him.
I'd like to make a confession. I shot the Zella.
What Zella?
You.
Yuppie, the airlock.
I'd watch the shadows fire you, Westcott.
Damn, he's gone. Why didn't you shoot, Yuppie?
I couldn't get a clean shot.
Joseph, are you all right?
He only got me in the arm. Let's just get out of here. We're out of time. Quick, this way.
Careful. Don't trip over Mitch.
Ah, Here we have the innocent victim. The man with neither the luck nor the wit to escape being caught in the middle. It's times like these when I truly relish being on the outside. I never knew your name in life, hapless victim. Pity. I can't take your teeth. But you didn't die by my hand. They're not mine for the taking. Thankfully, there are plenty of sheep around this place. I feel the need to wet my whistle, cure my insufferable curiosity. I think it's time to find out more about our mutual friend and those most righteous friends of his.
Quickly now, my brother. Get these things outside.
What about this one, Brother Pratchett?
I will bring this one back myself. Leave me a truck.
Can you really lift that by yourself?
I will not be lifting it by myself, dear sister. All the spirits of the righteous lift with me.
Right. We'll leave you a truck.
Now get you gone. We shall meet again at the fortress. Heavier than I thought. Yes! There we go!
Here we go indeed. Though there's a slight change in destination, brother.
Trigger Ethics is written by Brian Kirkland, Christy Carlson, Ali Hefner, and Paul Jouett. Produced by Joshua Cyril White, directed by Anna Heller-Seebach, with technical direction by Chris Preparato and Drew Perrone-Bruce, and music by Brandon Lichtinger and Michael Lloyd. This episode featured the vocal talents of Isaac Salapa as Leon, James Hollerman as Rosewood, Camilo Matos as Dreely, Paul Jouett as Brass, Tom Oak as Joseph, Kat Murphy as Hale, and Drew Perrone-Bruce as Pratchett, as well as the voices of Brian Kirkland, Andrew Tarnowski, Christine Zeal, and Stephen Dixon. Next time on Trigger Ethics.
Ah, you finally awoken, I see.
What is this? Untie me immediately.
You're just angry because you got shot.
No, I'm angry because Pratchett's gone. Let's see what she's up to.
Let me assure you, Mr. Forsythe, the takeover, though it has had its bumps, is on schedule.
Father Rosewood, we have one who wishes to join our congregation.
Oh? Who might you be?
My Christian name is Greco Rain.
I have made an executive decision.
What?
I don't trust him.
No, wait!
For more information on Trigger Ethics, you can visit the show's website at triggerethics.allegheny.edu. Trigger Ethics is a production of Allegheny College in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Copyright 2008.